which is a good thing. If you're coming off a win, we know there's some things there that we need to do a better job with, especially playing a good Charger team this week. So I would tell you the same things that I told you last night as far as the people that had the good games. There were some guys that really played well. I started with Bolton, just getting the wind knocked out of him and then sneaking back in there and making a big play like that was tremendous at the end there. Maybe the best thing that took place was nobody was pointing fingers or everybody was supporting each other, working their way through. And that's happened really the last three games in these tight games, knowing that you're going to get people's best shot. You're going to have to take it for right down the four quarters. So with that, Steele had a nice day with 17 carries for 77 yards. I thought Rasheed played well, had over 100 yards in receptions. Again, there were things that all of these guys, we can all do better here, myself included. But there were some positives that you can take out of this thing. And it's always good to get a win. Wins are hard to get in the National Football League, and so when you start criticizing wins, there are a lot of variables that go into it. But we're finding a way right now. But we got to clean it up and play better football.
You're listening to the Andy Reid press conference on KFNZ FM and AM HD1 and 2 in Kansas City.
Go first to Blair. Go ahead, Blair.
Thanks, Kelsey. And I'll have a follow-up as well. Andy, Patrick was pretty down on himself. Not down, but he was himself critical after the game last night. I'm just wondering what you're seeing from him.
Yeah, listen, he's a phenomenal player. I thought he just kind of got into a rhythm the second half, and a lot of that's my responsibility to get him into that rhythm earlier. And so we'll go back and he and I'll discuss all that and get that taken care of. But I thought he really hit it well the second half there and had some beautiful throws. That throw to Kelsey on the deep cross and the throw to Rasheed, two different, same route, two different throws though, and was spot on there. But anyways, he ended up finishing well. We kind of botched up the last play of when we weren't trying to kill, when we were coming out of the end zone there offensively. We had a missed route there. But other than that, listen, there are a bunch of things that like I said, we can clean up, but it'll be all right.
And also on that cleanup list is does it include the kind of the goal line area? You had each of the last couple of weeks short field goals, and I'm wondering what it's going to take to get it punched in.
Yeah, it's tough to win games like that. And it's like just scoring 3 points. You get down in there, you gotta get it in. We've chose to run the ball a little bit down there, and then we did have a turnover in that area, so we got to do better with that when we were throwing the ball.
We'll go next to Vahe Gregorian. Go ahead, Vahe.
Hey, Andy. Kelsey, I'll have a follow-up also. Andy, by now you've won so many of these games close like that you must have great confidence into the last minute, just assuming you'll or believing you'll pull through. But I do wonder what it's like, the stress of the situation is like, even if you feel like you'll pull through somehow. What's that like for you in the last minute of all these games?
It's so much stress I can't talk, Vahe. Listen, it's I don't think you get used to it. You don't want it to come down to that. You're trying to score as many points as you obviously can, but we're you know, that's how things go. But the trust that the guys have in each other, I know that's easy to say, but when you actually have that, the guys know that something's good is going to happen, becomes very important. And, you know, but you surely don't want it to come down to that.
Yeah. And thanks, Andy. And the other thing is, it's really another point on Patrick, just that he spoke last night about wondering a little bit himself about his own footwork and maybe relying too much on his arm. Is that something that you've seen or something that you think you'll be talking to him about?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine there. Just getting him in rhythm, I think, is an important thing. And that encompasses all of that stuff, the footwork and the knee bend and the, you know, his drop and so on. So, and then, you know, the more we secure things up front also helps. And so he came off a game where he had to get the ball out quickly last week with the pressure that was on him. But I thought the offensive line did a nice job here. And I think Pat will see that. And that also helps the situation.
We'll go next to Seren Petro. Seren?
And Kelsey, I'll have a follow-up as well. Coach, I know on Pat's interception into the end zone, it looked like maybe he was, you know, he had pressure coming on him definitely and was trying to maybe get the ball out maybe a little bit earlier than he wanted to. I know quarterbacks are always like more time, right? Like, you know, if you can get it for him. But is there something there that, you know, maybe he forced it a little bit and is trying to make a play, and maybe that's when he throws away and instead of going ahead and trying to put one out there?
Yeah, well, we should have had the protection for him. We botched the protection. So, that's a touchdown right there.
Okay. So, Xavier Worthy, I know you've said there's a lot to clean up. You've mentioned some route things. You haven't mentioned anyone specifically, so I'm not trying to pick on him, but where is he now in, you know, the nuances of your offense of maybe bending away from safety help and, you know, curling routes, doing the sitting down and those kind of things that are required of your receivers, you know, in his evolution of where you want him to be? Is he 50% of the way there, 60, 80? I mean, how would you evaluate that?
Yeah, no, he's doing a great job with that. I pulled off on a couple of the routes just with some of the things they were doing, but he had a number of routes there in the first 15. I chose to pull off them because of what they were doing. So, but he can, you know, he's doing a nice job for us. He'll have other games here where he has more grabs. He did a nice job with the quick game stuff that we were using him on.
We'll go next to Pete Sweeney. Pete?
Coach, just wondering your assessment of Wanye upon second look and whether or not that can kind of be assumed to be the status quo, at least moving forward for the short term here.
Yeah, listen, I thought Wanye did some good things in there. So we'll probably stick with that same thing. You saw where Kingsley rotated in and played some tight end to that. So he was able to get some good reps in there. And then again, Wanye, you know, had the good reps at the left tackle spot. So do they both have stuff to work on? Yes. So we'll keep their young guys, you know, they're young guys in a tough position with a tough go here. And they've got another good one coming here this week. So that they've got to prep for. Couple good ones. So we've got to make sure we keep growing, but they're surely getting tested early.
Looks like we have three more. We'll go first to Todd Lebo. Todd?
Hey, Coach, I wonder if you could just talk a little bit more about what you saw from Rashee Rice getting so many targets. I know you throw to whoever's open, but is it ideal to have him getting that many targets, or would you like to spread around a little bit more?
Well, I mentioned to you, you know, how Rashee's game goes is kind of how Kelce's goes. So what they're doing is they're working hard at taking Kelce out of the picture. and Kelce is going, hey, listen, if they're going to do that, then Rashee's going to get a lot of catches. You know, he knows that. And but somewhere that levels off. And, you know, that like it did the second half. And Kelce's catch numbers went up there. So, but Rasheed's he's a force in there. I mean, he's a good football player, and he's tough when he has the ball in his hands. So I'm sure he'll be getting a lot more attention as we go.
We'll go next to Matt Derrick. Matt?
Hey, Coach, a couple of questions. But one, you kind of referenced the stopped route that Xavier had on that last drive when near the end zone trying to get out. How much of that is still just you've got a lot of young guys in that receiver room that Patrick's still getting to learn and getting to know and building chemistry with, that you have little miscommunications like that?
Yeah, that actually wasn't him. That was his compadre. So ran the wrong route. So he just stopped, so he didn't run into him. But yeah, but there. Listen, they Pat checked to a play there, and the communication got a little mixed up. So one of the routes wasn't the right route.
And
it wasn't his. So
I appreciate that. Clarification. And defensively, this defense has talked a lot about in the past games about, killing the engine as far as stopping the other team's run game. Even in this day and era, how important is that when your defense is able, as it has really the last three games, to be able to stop a lead running back that's been doing pretty good on the other team?
Yeah, no, that kid's a heck of a runner. They got two good runners. And, I thought we stepped up and did a nice job there up front. I started naming off the guys last night, but I mean that it's really all of them collectively. That whole front seven is just doing a nice job of, and the safeties too. We're being accurate with our tackles there, so that's and physical, which has been good.
We'll close things out with Matt McMullen. Matt.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned how wins are hard in the NFL. You won your 132nd game as head coach of the Chiefs last night, and that's actually more wins than you had with the Eagles, which is pretty remarkable considering all the success you had there. I know you don't normally get wrapped up in this kind of thing, but what's that mean to you?
Yeah, it means I've been around a lot of good players and good coaches. It's not a, as you know, it's not a one-man show. Been lucky to be with two great organizations, and then you're only as good as your next one. So that's how this thing works. So it really doesn't matter what took place in the past. When you're in the present here, man, you gotta stay on top of your game, and that's all of us. And we know we're getting everybody's best shot. And there's a funny stat that goes with that. I mean, since 2006. The record for teams coming off two home wins to start the season, going into game three and winning game three, there's been 3 out of 13 that have done that. Well, now 4 out of 14, but 3 out of 13 going into our game that had done that. So 10 of them went home not happy. And so staying on top of your game becomes an important thing. There's a certain mindset that goes with that. And however it gets done, whatever phase of the game or person picks it up to make it happen becomes an important thing. When I look at these things and I pick out the positives, that's what I'm looking at. We'll work on the negatives. But the night of the game after a win, I'm going to pick out the positives. But the boys know that when we get back, we'll make sure that we take care of business and try to get ourselves better, which we all know we need to do.